proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Earlier in the regular old show, we were talking about Valerie Bertinelli and what's her name? Drew Barrymore. And Valerie Bertinelli saying that Drew Barrymore shouldn't have to apologize for her being so touchy-feely with her guests on her talk show and everything. Because evidently, wasn't there a story out that said that the producers told her to stop doing that, give people their space, get out of their faces, and you know, stop making them uncomfortable, rubbing on them while they're talking and all that stuff?
Yeah.
And then the beginning of the new season, Drew Barrymore said she was, you know, going to try to stop doing that, and she apologized and all of that. So, let's say Drew Barrymore had you as a guest, Riggins, and she started that with you. She would ask you a question and then put her feet up on the couch and sit on her knees right as close as she could get to you. And then while you were talking, start rubbing your shoulder and rubbing you on your leg and grabbing your hand and like this far from your face. What would you do?
This may surprise you. Knowing Drew Barrymore, I would totally see it as innocent. It is odd behavior. It's odd.
Yeah, I think it's innocent too. I think that's just the way she is.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be uncomfortable with it?
Not at all.
You wouldn't try to back away or anything?
Mm-mm. Now, if it was, Dr. fill in Phil. The blank. Yeah, maybe somebody else even, I don't know. No, it wouldn't make me, because I know she's a,
Who's a female that would make you uncomfortable, or no female?
Julia Fox. That girl seems scary to me.
Yeah. She is scary.
Yeah, I don't know. She's scary.
But there's a rule in fighting that if somebody crosses a certain point in your face, then you hit them.
Yeah.
Right?
You're right.
So I kind of have that same feeling with a woman. If they cross a certain point in my face and I'm not moving back, then I think that you should kiss them.
She might like that. Yeah. Like, oh, we're friends.
Now that would be funny. If she got right up in, if I were on the show and she got right up in my face while I was answering her questions and whatnot, and then I just stopped and then just grabbed her and started kissing her, that would break her from it, wouldn't it?
That would be hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Three right out of Hollywood.
She'd probably love it though. She'd be like, oh my God, we're best friends. Uh-huh.
But then I would be the one that would be called out for being, a predator or whatnot.
You pervert. Sure.
What was the story? The one person that they thought didn't like that. Was it
Martha Stewart?
Oh, it was Martha Stewart. Yeah. Right, exactly. Like, why are you going to do... You know Martha Stewart is not like a cuddly... She's icy as can be.
I do not like Martha Stewart because of that. Yeah, like, so lighten cold. Up.
Even her daughter, I think, is like... They did not have a great relationship.
It's sad. Like, you are not... End all be all.
Yeah. Hey, can you imagine her picking up a dirty little toddler who'd been playing in the dirt and all that and hugging her and, come here, mommy, and being all affectionate with her. I can't picture that.
She'd be like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And her daughter, Alexis Stewart, had her own podcast. She's as icy as Martha is.
Oh.
And yeah, she's got some not so nice things.
Learned behavior, though.
Probably.
Sad. Mm-hmm. So sad.
Is that similar to the Jerry Seinfeld situation?
With Kesha?
Yeah, well, in general, he doesn't let people touch him, right?
Yeah, but I think it's, with him, it's a little germaphobe.
No, because I just saw a picture of him and, was it Nikki Glaser, one of those women comedians, and they were all hugged up on each other and all that.
So he just hates Kesha.
Well, he didn't know her. He didn't know her. He didn't know who she was.
And that is a weird thing. Hey, can I give you a hug? Mm-hmm. It's like, well, hold on. I know I'm famous, but you just walked right up to me while I'm in the middle of an interview and asked for a hug. It was a weird setup. But
it was thrown off, probably. Yeah.
But I think he would tell Drew Barrymore to back off.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he would do it in a funny way. Or whatever. Yeah. Okay, why do you have to be so close?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got plenty of room over there. You can hear me.
Yeah.
And Larry David would probably do the same thing.
Yeah, they don't come across as icy like Martha Stewart does. They seem, you probably don't want to touch them, but they're not like this sour kind of dark energy that Martha carries around with her.
Yeah, if I had to be around 1,000 Drew Barrymores, I would rather do that over 1,000 Marthas. I mean, our world needs more love, Martha.
I actually find it kind of charming.
Yeah, a little bit.
The Drew Barrymore thing. Because she's not like every other daytime person that's asking these horrible questions that, does anybody care about Jennifer Hudson's new album? No. But if you can make it sort of interesting for people.
And make them feel comfortable. Yeah, but
Drew Barrymore's getting out on the floor with people. I mean, she really is legitimately that kind of hippy-dippy wacko. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of interesting to watch. It's not my thing, but I know some people like it.
Yeah, she's weird.
Oh, no doubt.
I think she makes people more comfortable to open up, though. Not the close thing. I get that. But, like, being involved in what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm trying to do something on her show and I'm nervous, she gets in. You know what I'm saying?
I think she's a wackadoodle. And the fact that she was the one that started calling Kamala Harris Mamala.
Oh.
Like, we need a mom. You're like the mom for the country. Mamala.
Okay, now that
we need a mamala is what we need. And that's one of the dumbest things that anybody could say.
I'll give you that.
When they look at the president as being the father or the mother of the citizens, instead of the other way around, that the president works for the citizens.
All right.
We just need a mamala to tell us what to do. No, you might need a mamala to tell you what to do, but don't screw it up for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Who don't need a mamala.
Well,
she's your dumb ass.
She did need a better mamala, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like absolutely.
She needed a something.
Yeah.
You don't want to call him Daddy Trump or Father Trump?
Daddy Trump.
There are some people that call him Daddy Trump, no doubt. Daddy Trump is back. It's like, calm down also.
I call him Brother President Trump. Brother President Trump.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just, all of that gets on my nerves because a lot of it I just think she's not all there, really.
Right.
She might not be, but she's authentic. I mean, she lives that, like, remember that video of her walking out in the rain and she takes off her glasses? She goes, don't you guys just like walking in the rain? It just makes you, she's soaking wet. And it's like, oh no, she's really that person. It's not, she's not putting on any airs for anybody.
Yeah. She's a real wackadoo. Then,
yeah, she's a little flower.
But
she's
just like a
little I love her.
Yeah. Instead of having a talk show though, like that, they should just make a show about her on TLC.
Maybe. Just follow Drew Barrymore around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She has her own line of cosmetics. Isn't it called like Flower or something?
Is it?
Flower. That's something I would not, someone I would not trust with making cosmetics. Yeah. Little CBD oil in your lip gloss and.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Jody just calls hippies, you know, they're all peace, love, and happiness.
Right.
Yeah. And that she seems, you know. Yeah.
She's legitimately that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those people can mess it up for the rest of us, too.
Sure.
You know, that's why you got to keep them at bay. You got to keep them where, you know, where they belong, which is over with the crazy people.
Stay in your lane.
So what happens is they get rich and famous, and then people are like, okay, well, we can't keep them over here in the crazy corral. You know, got to let them out because, you know, they're rich and famous. And that's how they start doing damage. Yeah. Once they lose their crazy tag, then they get out there and start spewing mamala and things like that. We need a mamala.
Well, it didn't work, thankfully.
No. Yeah. Thankfully.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.